With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Devastating flash floods from a storm that pounded central South Texas have killed at least 51 people. Officials say the death toll is likely to grow in the hardest-hit area of Kerr County. Authorities said at a news conference that 15 of the victims were children. Governor Greg Abbott vowing that crews will work around the clock to rescue and recover victims. Still, authorities have not said how many people are missing beyond 27 children who were at a girls' Christian summer camp. The governor also issuing a proclamation declaring Sunday as a day of prayer across the state. President Trump signs a massive bill into law.
One big, beautiful bill. And before I start, I want to tell you that I've never seen people so happy in our country because of that, because so many different groups of people are being taken care of, the military and civilians of all types, jobs of all types.
The legislation extends the president's multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and improves Medicare and Medicaid food stamps by $1.2 trillion, provides also for a huge increase in immigration enforcement. Russian missiles and drones hammering Kyiv in an overnight attack, the largest aerial assault on the Ukrainian capital since the war began 3 years ago. Correspondent Hannah Arshiva has more.
Russia bombarded Ukraine with hundreds of drones last night, and it became the largest aerial attack since the outbreak of the war. Many people sought shelter at the metro stations and the parking lots, especially those with children. And those who remained at home were listening to explosions of drones, the gunfire in the air as air defense was trying to protect the city.
The attack came shortly after the president met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is SRN News. A new warning about persecution in Africa. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their children exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. A professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles says any school district that reads similar books to their children is now subject to suits by parents who don't want their kids to hear these books because it substantially interferes with their religious beliefs. This is SRN News. Gasoline prices could keep going down.
Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries say they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August in a move that could further reduce gas prices. That group includes Saudi Arabia and Russia, and they made the decision at a virtual meeting over the weekend. They cited a, quote, steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories. Jason Walker reporting.
Polls show declining national pride among Democrats. In Southern California, some July 4th celebrations were canceled due to immigration raids and safety concerns. Meanwhile, fireworks retailers face challenges from tariffs on Chinese imports, though many are holding off on price increases this year. And holiday travel is breaking records, AAA reporting 72 million Americans traveling. More details at srnnews.com.